AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some 900 people are dead after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Nepal. World Vision's Elena Shrestha, who is in the capital, Kathmandu, says she was with her son when the earthquake hit.
We felt the building shaking as if we were in a boat. And after a while, we got out of the house and we could see everyone screaming, children screaming, shouting.
Most of the dead are in Nepal, including people who lived in entire villages destroyed near the quake's epicenter. The trembler touched off avalanches on Mount Everest, where hundreds of climbers and guides were at a base camp. At least 8 are dead, many others missing. The quake was also felt as far south as New Delhi, as far west as Pakistan, north into China and Tibet, and east to Bangladesh. Protesters say they will shut the city down with a march today in Baltimore. Malik Shabazz heads the Black Lawyers for Justice.
It cannot be business as usual on Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yesterday, the Baltimore Police Department acknowledged it failed to get Freddie Gray the medical attention he needed after his arrest, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt in a van that transported him. Gray died of a spinal cord injury last Sunday. President Obama says he wants answers about a U.S. drone strike aimed at al-Qaeda, which killed an American hostage.
Despite weeks of surveillance, U.S. intelligence never spotted Warren Weinstein and an Italian captive at the Pakistani compound hit in January. But the president says those choosing targets are not cavalier and bend every effort to protect the innocent.
We all bleed when we lose an American life. We all grieve when any innocent life is taken.
Still visiting the office of the Director of National Intelligence, Obama promised to seek improvements in the drone program and said the willingness to own up to mistakes is an American strength.
This is AP Radio News. One sailor is dead, another seriously injured during a training accident in Virginia. Officials say the two were found unresponsive yesterday at the bottom of a swimming pool in a combat swimmer training facility. Bruce Jenner says he's becoming a woman. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel has more.
Bruce Jenner says he has been confused about his gender ever since he was a kid, but he says do not describe him as a woman trapped in a man's body.
I'm not stuck in anybody's body. It's just who I am.
Jenner revealed in an ABC interview with Diane Sawyer that he is making the transition from he to she. He also says he wants to look back on his life without regrets.
If I die, which I could be diagnosed next week with cancer and boom, you're gone, I'd be so mad at myself that I didn't explore that side of me.
Jenner had a private dinner with Sawyer in which he wore a dress, but while he showed off that dress for the camera, he was not seen wearing it on the show. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.